Earlier this month, three young film students were kidnapped by armed gunmen in Mexico. They have not been found. They were abducted by men dressed as state police, and that has sent fear and anger through the western state of Jalisco. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
The three students came from different parts of the country to attend film school in Guadalajara. Friends say the three were taking advantage of a long holiday weekend earlier this month to do some filming when they were surrounded by gunmen and forced into two cars. That was the last time 25-year-old Salomon Gastelum and 20-year-olds Marco Avalos and Daniel Diaz were seen alive. Their fellow students have been demanding action ever since. In a video uploaded to YouTube, protesters marched down the streets of Guadalajara last weekend, shouting, "We are students, not criminals," and calling out Salomon, Marco, and Daniel's names. Several Mexicans working in the film industry, including Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro, have brought attention to the case. The students' abduction is the latest in several high-profile crimes to rock the state, which has become home to Mexico's fastest-growing and vicious crime syndicate, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. The drug organization is thought to be responsible for a sharp increase in homicides, nearly 25% more this year.
Las áreas de seguridad no descansarán.
Jalisco's Governor Aristóteles Sandoval says security forces will not rest until the students are found. He's offered a $1 million peso reward, about $55,000, for information leading to the students' whereabouts. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.